This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hey guys. Okay, I'm super excited to be on here to just do like a fun pop culture episode. I think in general, what we consume can get serious. And, you know, I mean, just even just this, you know, Lime podcast, like we do a lot with talking about health, fitness, well-being, all sorts of aspects of business and all the things. So it's kind of nice to just throw in these pop culture episodes where we can all just have a little bit of fun. You know, you're like on your way to Whole Foods or something and you just want something lighthearted to just take you away from life's stress, right? So I wanted to talk about the shows I've been watching. I mean, I feel like winter is just like my hibernation season where I want to just cuddle up, watch a show. I would love to be the type of person to like read books. And I used to be, but they were all like self-help books, business books, finance books, all that kind of stuff, health books. And I just feel like with doing the podcast and with my everyday life of consumption, I need just like to zone out and veg out, you know? And I don't really like reading books of like fake stories. It's just how I'm wired. So my little bit of being able to just like chill and de-stress is watching random TV. So here's what I've been watching. First of all, I binge watched This Is Us from start to finish. I didn't watch it when it was originally on TV. I think it's because everyone was talking about how sad it is, and I don't like sad things. Again, when I do TV, it is my escape, you know? So I want things to be happy. I like romantic comedies. I like comedies. Friends is literally my favorite show of all time. And I can watch it over and over and over and over again. And this, I literally binge watched Friends before I went into This Is Us. And This Is Us was so sad that my husband's like, I liked it better when you were watching Friends. And I'm like, I know, because that's fun and lighthearted and romantic and all the things. This Is Us was a little, you know, heavy, a little deep, but nothing like too crazy, you know? I definitely can't do like violence or whatever, you know? So anyways, I thought Mandy Moore was amazing in This Is Us, and the guy that plays Jack, her husband, I don't know his name in real life. Fun fact also, he's also in Grown Ups 2. My family is pretty obsessed with Adam Sandler movies, so we've seen Grown Ups like 500 million times. And Grown Ups 2, there's like the main frat boy, and then there's like his buddy that he does like the handshake with. That is Jack from This Is Us, except for he's blonde in Grown Ups. So I feel like you can kind of miss it, you know? So anyways, so next time you watch that movie, you'll be like, oh yeah, there he is. But This Is Us, I liked the concept. I loved how it went back and forth between time. So you were able to kind of see what was happening in different decades, years, whatever. I thought that Rebecca and Jack's story was the main story and was really interesting. I really liked Randall's character too. I thought he had layers to him and interest to him and depth to him. I thought that Kevin and Kate, the two twins, were not as interesting. And I really think that they could have done better with that. Here's what bothered me about Kevin. It was like him and his girlfriend from high school, Sophia, and they basically made it that he screwed up with her multiple times and at the end ended up with her. And yet he had twin boy and girl, and Sophia ended up not having any kids. It just didn't seem realistic. Like, I think, you know, the good girl, the girl that gets away, it typically doesn't end this way. Like, the girl that gets away, she ends up finding someone great, settling down, having kids, having a great life, and you end up knowing that you messed up. You know what I mean? In the show, it was kind of like he messed up over and over and over again, including having a one-night stand and having babies with this woman, and then still ends up with Sophia. So I just felt like that was fake, even though we all wanted him to end up with Sophia, you know? So it was kind of like mixed feelings on that. And then the sister, Kate, her whole storyline was literally about her being overweight. And I did find it interesting on some levels that when you are massively obese like that, that it consumes your life, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that she couldn't do. It held her back. It gave her health issues. It made it hard for her to get pregnant or keep a healthy pregnancy. Like, there was a lot of layers to it for sure. And it was interesting to see that because, I mean, I personally have never been overweight. But the whole thing was about her weight. And it would have been nice if they would have moved on from that. Like, you know, clearly in the show, she had realized being overweight is not healthy. It was holding her back in life. She watched her partner that was also overweight have a heart attack and almost die, and him make life changes and him lose weight. So it's like, why would she not lose the weight? You know? So again, that seemed odd to me. And I think they could have made her character more in depth. Like, it could have been about more than just her weight. Like, everything was tied back to her weight. Her relationship with her mother went back to her weight issues growing up. You know, her relationship with her husband and her being able to have kids or not have kids. And like, it all just kind of went back to the weight issue. So anyways, if you haven't seen This Is Us, I think it's a great watch. It is emotional. I cried almost every episode. But it does make you think about just life. Like, I often, even before watching the show, I've been thinking a lot about how my youngest is almost 8. So in 10 years, my youngest will be almost 18. So we will be almost empty nesters. And it's just so wild to me because right now we've got 3 kids in school, in sports, in all these activities and birthday parties and play dates and all these things. And it's just crazy to think that in 10 years, all of it will be over. All of it. So this show really makes you think of that, about like life is in chapters, and that you really do have to like live in the moment and seize the day, literally. It's carpe diem, right? So it definitely made me think deeply about more of that, and not just with parenting, but in my marriage, and our parents are getting older, and just all the relationships in my life. You know, I've got my whole extended family, like all the things. So I did find it very fascinating in that aspect. So if you haven't seen it, I give it a 9 out of 10. Like, good, a really good series if you're okay with crying and being a little bit emotional. And then I also have been watching Love is Blind, total trash TV, but I do think the concept of meeting someone and doing all the things, you can hear their voice, you can kind of see how they carry themselves, you can obviously ask questions, get to know them, know their morals and what they want in life and about them and all the things, but you don't get to see them. So literally like Love is Blind, right? But the other thing I think is interesting is how much do we also get attracted to a person by like the way that they carry themselves, their body language and, you know, eye contact and all the little things, you know? So I do think it's interesting that you're removing that as well. It's not just attraction on appearance. So I think that the concept of the show is interesting, which is why so many people are drawn to watching it and it's been so successful. I think it's season 6 now. And then obviously there's like, you know, they create all the drama and like there's sometimes the doors open and someone's not attracted to someone and, you know, like all that stuff. But I just think the concept of the show, I'm fascinated. And then also it's just like junky TV that you can chill and, you know, relax. So yeah, I think also Love is Blind is way more interesting than the other dating shows. Like, I think we're all over Bachelor. Like, I just think it's kind of boring at this point, even though it was like the it show 15 years ago. And then some of these other dating shows, it's just very like, you know, Temptation Island and like all these, I'll still watch some of them, but it's more like there's nothing on TV, you know? But I think Love is Blind is probably one of my favorite dating shows if I was to watch a dating show. I obviously won't go into details on the characters because that's boring. And if someone hasn't watched it, like, go watch it. The other thing I watched was the J-Lo documentary and then her movie. So if you don't know, J-Lo. sorry, I just cracked myself up. She decided that she wanted to make a movie that's technically like a musical long music video, and it's for her new album, This Is Me Now. And it's basically 20 years after she did her last album, or last big album, which is This Is Me Then. And that was the music video. That was the album where she did like the music video with Ben Affleck when they were together on the boat, remember? And he was like undoing her swimsuit top. It's like very iconic. And that album is also very iconic, like great music. And that, but anyway, so this album is supposed to be a follow-up to that album. I don't think the music is very good. I haven't listened to the whole album, but from the movie, I wasn't like excited to like bump any of the songs in my car, but maybe it'll grow on me as like most songs do. And then also I'm not a big musical person, so I just think like watching the movie was hard for me. Like they go from like talking to dancing and singing to talk, you know, like that whole thing is not my vibe. I thought the movie was you know. I also watched the documentary first and then watched the movie, which I don't think it matters which way you do it, but the documentary actually explained a lot of what the movie's about. I think if you watch the movie on its own, it can be actually a little confusing. And but also in the documentary, she talked about basically putting it out there, like her mistakes and all of her failed relationships in the last 20 years. So basically since Ben until now, Ben, but I think also just all of her failed relationships, because she obviously had many before Ben too. And there was a lot of talk of like her putting herself out there and how hard it's going to be, and you know, why would you do that? Like, you don't need to, right? Like, she's got the money and the fame, she doesn't need to do any of this. Like, why put yourself out there? But she was like, she's just drawn to telling her story and being real and being raw. I really appreciated that. But the way that she talked about it in the documentary made it seem like you would be able to connect dots in the movie. Like specifically know, like, oh, she's talking about Mark Anthony, who obviously she was married to and had her kids with, right? Or whatever. But when you watch the movie, there's no way of specifying who is who and what the storyline is, and it wasn't very clear. It was basically just her having failed relationships, healing from it, and that's it, you know. So I thought that was like a little weak. Like, if you're gonna go for it and you're gonna like kind of like air your dirty laundry, like, go for it. And I know that like she doesn't want to call out Mark Anthony, for example, that's the father of her children. So I know she wanted to have like some barriers, but you could still give us more. Like, this was nothing really. But I will say the documentary is worth watching. I really enjoyed seeing kind of a raw J-Lo. Like, there was a lot of scenes with her not wearing any makeup and her just having like a messy bun and being in sweats, and it was just her. And there were scenes where she was like crying, just kind of reliving what she went through and what it took kind of for her and Ben to get to this point that they're at today, and you know, them finding their happiness together. I loved that. I just loved how real she was, you know. I also, there was parts in the documentary where they were showing, you know, rehearsing and then shooting the movie. And there were parts where she would just say, like, all these dancers are like 20 something and she's in her 50s. And she's like, I can't keep up. You know, she's like, I'm getting older and like it's harder, and she needed breaks. And I thought that was also great, like to show the reality of it, that like she can still sing and dance and act, but it's not the same. You know, she's getting older and it's harder, and it's harder on her body, and you know, she needs breaks. And so I just thought like the realness of the documentary was great. We also got to see a lot of her and Ben together, and you know, him being honest, like, why not be private about this stuff? Like, why put this out there? But it's like her journey, and she's an artist, and it's what she wants to do. So I'm supporting her, even though I don't necessarily agree. So the documentary, I really enjoyed. 10 out of 10. The movie, sadly, maybe like a 4 out of 10, just because it's J-Lo, and it's like great to see her like still be able to like dance and sing and be fabulous. And you know, she had some cool costume changes, and there were a couple of cool celebs that did guest appearances in the movie, you know, so it was all right. But I'm also not a musical person, so maybe if you're a musical person, you might love it, you know, so take what I'm saying with a grain of salt in that sense. Also, just a side note, there's another J-Lo documentary on Prime, so just don't watch that one. That one sucked. It was horribly made, and it was very generic and boring. And then Vanderpump Rules is back, and they're coming out with The Valley. So Vanderpump, I feel like, is like kind of boring. I don't know. I still watch it again. It's like one of those things, like there's nothing on TV, so like I put it on. And maybe even some curiosity, like, okay, what's going on with these people? But I do think it's kind of forced at this point, because clearly there was a huge blow up last year, and it's like certain people are not going to want to film together or film at all together. And it just seems very like staged, you know, like, oh, let's go to this pool party, and it's like very staged, or let's go to this trip in Tahoe, and it's very staged. Like everything seems very fake right now. The Valley is basically them trying to do a spinoff with some of the OG people from back in the day. Cool concept, except for they didn't really get any OGs. All they got was Jax, his wife Brittany, and then Kristen. And those were the only OGs. So I felt like that's kind of lame. And I saw the preview for it, and it's just like a bunch of random other couples. It's basically couples with young kids living in the Valley. So it's like these people that like used to party, and now they're married with a kid, and we're gonna like watch their journey. It seems kind of lame, honestly. I'll probably watch it when there's nothing on TV, because there's nothing on TV. Like, they don't even make good TV anymore. Like, it's so mind-numbing. Like, give us something good to sink our teeth into. So I'll probably watch it. But then of course, just the last couple days, Brittany and Jax announced, you know, there's reports that they're separated, and that Brittany's moving out or has moved out of the home. So then it's like, are they just doing that to get us to watch the show? Because the show looks kind of lame. They obviously like couldn't get Stassi or some of the other OG people. And some of the OG people are on Vanderpump still. So it's kind of like weird, right? So yeah, I don't know. And again, it's like one of those trashy TV things. It's like, we'll watch it. But it's also getting kind of cringy. Like the Vanderpump stuff, it's like, you guys are old. Like some of the people on Vanderpump are older than me. Like 40, young 40s or late 30s. And it's like, when are you going to get your life together? You can't be single and partying forever. Like it's, you know, it's kind of like the Leonardo DiCaprio thing, you know, it's like, okay, you were cool and young and partying and doing your thing and dating hot models, and now it's kind of cringy. Like, how old are you? How old are they? Like, how long are you going to party for? That's like where George Clooney like did it right, where he eventually settled down and found love and got married. Not saying that that's for everybody, but it's really like, we don't need to see a Leonardo DiCaprio forever. Like, at some point, it's lost on us. Like, maybe that's just my two cents. And then I just started watching last night, One Day on Netflix, and it's like these two that have this like chemistry and possibility, but they end up not really being together and they become friends, and it's like you kind of follow their journey. And I haven't finished it, but it does look interesting. I had a friend recommend that to me, so if you're looking for something that might be your jam, I am interested to like see what happens. So anything that can like capture me like that is a winner. I don't know. Aside from that, we watch basketball and baseball in this house, honestly. This is just like the stuff that I watch at night when the kids are in bed, you know? But like when the kids are around, we usually have sports on. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on, which I thought was interesting. If you don't listen to Bethany Frankel's podcast, it's entertaining. I think some of her episodes can be a little random, like, what are you talking about and why are we listening to this? But then most of it, I'm intrigued, and I feel like she's so real and so raw, and I like hearing her stories and I like hearing her take on things. So one thing that she's been saying is that she believes that in a relationship, there's always a peacock and not a peacock. And basically the peacock is the person that has to be louder and more like the center of attention and more maybe social or whatever. And she had originally said that she thought that the Taylor Travis Kelce thing could work because Taylor's obviously the peacock and he's not. But then after all the Super Bowl hype and, you know, him being in the media more, he's definitely showing peacockness, right? So he's like all about the camera, he's all about partying and just being the center of attention times 100. I mean, honestly, with all this Super Bowl stuff and him dating Taylor Swift, I think he's more the peacock now than she is. But like, how could anyone be the peacock over Taylor Swift? Like, she's like the end all be all peacocks. Like, everyone, she's so famous, everyone knows her, people are obsessed with her. Like, there's like a cult following of this woman. So I did think it's interesting that she's like, well, now we've got two peacocks, so what's going to happen? And I do think it is interesting. If you've got two people fighting for the attention, then what would you call it? Like, how would that work? Does it work? And maybe it does. Maybe we can think of examples of two peacocks. I mean, I think, okay, if we're looking at like a Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt when they were dating, who would be the peacock? That might be tough. I think arguably I would say it was Brad Pitt because he was like at the height, like growing massively quickly in his career and notoriety and was like the hottest man on earth. And she was growing as well. But at that point, she was really mostly just doing Friends. And so I think a lot more of her growth happened after they got divorced, which is kind of crazy to think about. Like, obviously he screwed everything up and went on with Angelina, and I can't imagine Jennifer ever wanting to be with him after all that. But I do think that like the two of them together is so cute, but I don't think it would work because she's so peacocky now. And what, and how could Brad Pitt be with a peacock? I don't know. Anyways, so I thought that this theory that Bethany has been talking about is quite fascinating. So now when I look at couples, I'm like, who's the peacock? And I usually can find a peacock. So now I'm wondering, is there a science to this? It's almost like opposites attract, right? So maybe that's kind of another way of saying peacock. So anyways, I've rambled on about all the things now. So if you're looking for new TV, trashy TV, or something old to watch, I basically went over all of it. And quite frankly, I'm probably going to circle back to Friends because today's TV is so lame. Oh, and let me just add this too. Let's talk about movies. Why do we not get any good movies anymore? No good romantic comedies at all. At all. I can't even think of the last time that we got a good romantic comedy. It's been years, probably before COVID. And it's crazy to me. So it's not just TV. It's like the movie world too. It's pathetic. We need more. But you know, maybe this is how they get us to watch all this junk. They're like, they've got nothing else, so they will watch The Valley. I don't know. I'm still a fan of Housewives. Some of the cities, I've been watching Beverly Hills. I think the story with Kyle is interesting, but there's really nothing going on in Beverly Hills other than that. And then the new New York was okay. The other ones have kind of gone stale. I do think that we need to see a bit of a revamp in everything. You know, social media is getting kind of boring, like all the things. Like, it's starting to get a little cringy. Like, we need more. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I just need more. I don't know. Anyways, food for thought. I hope this was a fun little escape while you're folding laundry or whatever you were doing while you're listening. Have a good one.